Welcome to this episode of the Building Texas Show. Today we're in Pflugerville, Texas, and with new mayor, Doug Weiss, who has recently been elected. And Mayor Doug Weiss, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I'm very glad to be here.
So tell me, fresh in the seat, but coming with a lot of experience, having served on council before that, what got you into city government originally?
Originally I got into city government through our economic development process. I was served on our economic development board for, 7 years before joining council and another 3 after I was on the city council. And I've always had that desire and drive to make sure that people have the opportunity to live and work. And I like to say, if COVID taught us anything, it's that daily commute really eats into our quality of life. So economic development makes sure our taxes come down and we have a place to work that's nearby and just makes us live better when we can be home for dinner, home on time.
I appreciate that economic development's at the core of that story, because that is something we forget when we've expanded cities out. In Pflugerville, I imagine you have a lot of people that were commuting into Austin or other communities south of you, but it is nice when you can live and work in a community like Pflugerville and be 10 minutes from everything.
Absolutely. We still have a lot of people who commute into Austin, but we do have the benefit of the fastest highway in Texas running right through the middle of our town with SH-130. So we've got many businesses opening up on there. We're I'd say midpoint between Tesla and Samsung. So it's a great place to live, even if you're not working in town, but there are also a lot of jobs to be had here now.
That tollway has opened up Pflugerville in so many ways and to so many new opportunities. I think of the Tesla plant. I think of Community Impact right there on the corner. There's a lot of great things that have set up on that toll road because of the access and the speed to now travel around the traditional I-35 corridor.
Absolutely. And mentioning Community Impact, I think that was one of the, if not the first business to open up along the corridor, and also an exciting story, owned and founded by a Pflugerville native who went to high school here and just has made a great business all across Texas and actually nationwide now, based here out of Pflugerville.
Well, and you think about somebody that has a voice in so many communities across Texas, it's been really exciting to watch that paper grow and to watch the brand really represent communities really well. And I think that's the hometown feel that John probably grew up with in Pflugerville.
Absolutely.
So what's going on in Pflugerville beyond the highway? But it's still a Main Street, small town feel that has expanded rapidly over the last 20 years. And how do you balance that as you've been in council and been around the conversation for the better part of a decade?
Absolutely. We talk about that small town feel, and I always try to define what that means to people, because in my mind, what small town feel means is it's a community in which you feel safe, a community in which you know your neighbors, and a community in which you feel like your voice is heard in the decisions that affect your lives. And I think we've done a tremendous job in retaining that feel, despite the fact that we've grown so tremendously. I think our latest population estimate puts us over 84,000 people in the city of Pflugerville. But we still connect with the individuals. We still make sure everywhere I hear people tell me they live on the best street in town. I know not everyone can, but everyone seems to think they do. So the neighbors here are absolutely great, make you feel included. Obviously, I'm always out in the community making sure everyone feels like they have that voice.
Well, the other thing that comes up in a region like Pflugerville is that you have some neighbors that are doing the same thing. They're expanding quickly. They're growing cities. How do you balance city-to-city relationships when you're neighboring such growth?
We have to make sure we understand that nothing happens in a silo. I know I used to work with a gentleman who believed there had to be a metric and a formula for how much of this you need, how much of that you need. But we have to recognize that sometimes our neighbors take responsibility for some of the amenities that we need, and sometimes we take responsibility for the amenities that they need. The people who are going to the parks, they're not going to notice if it's in Pflugerville or if it's around Rock, if that concert venue is in our downtown or is just outside in Hutto. So we recognize we have to work together to make sure that everyone has that that place to go, and that we all have what we need in order to succeed.
And it's a good reminder that a lot of people don't see the city border, the line. They go from one city very fluidly. But where they do feel it is in services. And when you grow like you do, trash service, water service, electric service can all be scaling problems for a city of your size and a city at your growth rate. So how do things like that play out in Pflugerville, and where can people learn more information about those services?
Well, we've been very successful in ensuring that the utilities, the infrastructure that's required in order for people to live here is in place. We've undertaken a rather dramatic capital improvement plan recently, which ensures that we have water for the next decades, likely to our entire complete build-out, to the entire density that we will have. I know a lot of other cities are struggling to find water all across Texas, and I'm very excited that Pflugerville has found a way to ensure that we've got it. That's one of the biggest things. I know people, we will always complain that there aren't enough roads, that there's not enough transit infrastructure, and that usually comes after the people. The water, the wastewater, all of that has to come before the people get here or they can't be here. So we make sure we've got that in place, and we know that the transportation infrastructure, where it isn't there yet, is on its way.
So you've made a recent jump from city council into the mayoral role. What really sparked that decision for you? And it's a big decision to take on the face of the city in some ways. And how's that working out?
It is a big decision, the face of the city. I'm sitting here with you today. And I appreciate you inviting me here. Honestly, it is a job that I have enjoyed doing while I've been serving on council. And we do have term limits here in Pflugerville. And I was no longer eligible to serve as a council member. The opportunity arose for me to serve as mayor. And I had an outpouring of support for that position. I was very humbled by the number of people who told me this is what I needed to do. And it's something that I enjoy doing. I enjoy helping people. I enjoy serving our community. And I'm grateful that I have the opportunity to continue.
Does Pflugerville see a lot of tourism? I know you mentioned the concert venue in Hutto and other things that have come up around Pflugerville. But what attracts visitors to Pflugerville today?
We have a number of spaces that draw people. We see a lot of sports tourism in terms of soccer, some baseball, t-ball, the softball, youth sports quite a bit. We even had a large event that was all Cameroonian expats playing soccer here in town. From, I think, three or four different states, they came to Pflugerville to host a tournament. So we see a lot of that. We do see folks using our conference center at the Marriott there by Community Impact. Our water park here is a bit of a regional draw as well. So we see quite a few people coming here for that. We've had a number of festivals, Pflugerville in particular. We've got our Deutschenfest. We spun up our Slice of Pflugerville, which is a multicultural festival, including arts and food. One of my favorite things. Yeah. So we have a number of people coming in town for festivals like that. And even the community that puts on the festivals, our Pride event has been one of the best in the areas as well. So we get plenty of people from all over the metro area coming out to Pflugerville for just a good time.
Well, and I appreciate that you mentioned sports tourism, and that doesn't happen by accident. And it's such a big driver for a community, and it speaks also to the quality of life that Pflugerville focuses on. When did that start, and what did it take to become that complex where you can host events like that and have the facilities for it?
You know, we've always had a desire from the community. It seems like it's been a groundswell to provide these amenities in terms of parks and fields. It was actually predecessors of mine who first established our 1849 park, 1849 being the year that the Pflugers first settled in Pflugerville, and that park is built on old Pfluger land. So that has a number of soccer fields, also now football fields, and soon to be baseball fields. That's been an intentional investment. I think we're on phase 2B of the development effort on that park. And it's been dedication from our council and from our community to make sure that we continue to invest in that. And it's been very meaningful. You see the demand, the outswell from the community that needs places to play.
I live in a community that is struggling to find enough baseball fields, and that's the example I can speak to, where there's 1,100 kids playing baseball, and when you break that down, that's a lot of practice time, that's a lot of game time, and I never would have thought about it until I was in the situation where I'm frustrated because the schedule is always moving. So I applaud cities that see that opportunity, but it's an economic opportunity too, because you host those bigger tournaments, you host out-of-towners, that really does draw that hotel occupancy business into your community as well. So it's good to see sports tourism as a pillar in that plan. What else is happening in Pflugerville today that you're excited to steward as you continue to lead the master plan for Pflugerville?
Absolutely. One of the most interesting things coming out of the last legislative session is that Pflugerville was officially named the Trail Capital of Texas. And we have more trails, more hike and bike trails per capita than anywhere else in Texas. Very, very excited to realize that, to get the designation, and to continue to invest in that. We see those trails connecting our park systems. They also connect us to our neighboring communities. We're not just isolated here. We're connected to Round Rock all the way up into Georgetown, and I think you can ride your bike down into Austin, probably to the south side and beyond. And along those trails, you'll find our parks. We've made a concerted effort to ensure that our parks and playground equipments are in good repair, and we've reduced the average age of our playground equipment dramatically. I think the average playground is less than 5 years old at this point. Just making sure that they stay in good repair and safe for the children who are playing on them. And of course, we all know how bad this Texas heat can be. So I think it's now 100% of our playgrounds are shaded. We do have shade structures in our playgrounds to make sure that the kids can actually be outside, even in the summer, enjoying those amenities.
It's come a long way from the silver medal slides that I remember that really made you want to move quickly.
Yes, they did. I remember walking away with some birds when I was a child.
Are you from the region originally, or how did you find yourself in Pflugerville?
I am actually not from Pflugerville originally. I am a native Texan, though, originally from Plano, just north of Dallas. Made the move down here. My wife was working on her doctorate at UT, getting a full ride to UT, made the decision pretty easy to move to Central Texas. And as we were looking for a home, Pflugerville just felt right. It was just the right community for us. Everything about the diversity, the inclusiveness, and that, again, that small town feel with big city amenities, just fit us perfectly.
Where quality meets life is your tagline. And I think that's really exciting for your residents to think about the intentionality that's gone into planning your city, preparing it for the growth and size that it is today. We just can't shy away from that. It has grown, but it's grown in a scalable way that I see the traffic arteries that are there are better than they could have been, right? It's you can't ever say it's great. But I see the intentionality of city planning, roadways, water, all of those services really coming to fruition in a city like Pflugerville, where you've welcomed the growth and encouraged people to move there and been able to really manage that quality of life by making it a culture that you've focused on. And that's what I see from afar. And it's really impressive.
Thank you. Thank you. I like to think that, you know, managing the city budgets, ensuring that we're being as efficient as possible, getting the best deals we can when we're building infrastructure and making sure our interest rates are as low as possible when issuing debt. You know, that's all business as usual here in Pflugerville. We've got that that frugal German heritage, if you will. But when it comes to quality of life, you know, we do focus on how all of that makes you feel. I can't tell you how many people, while I was campaigning, they'd ask, you know, oh, what's your priority? And I'd ask them, well, do you love where you live? Well, that's the priority. Is that not a single person told me that they didn't love where they lived. So we must be doing something right there.
Well, I applaud it. It's visible from afar. And it's a reminder that in the Texas Triangle, we are going to continue to see a lot of movement. And it takes intentional leaders and volunteer leaders that come in and serve planning and zoning, board of adjustments, and the other boards that then go into city council and ultimately, in this situation, to the mayor. That learning curve is really well done when you can serve at all layers and prepare yourself for what it is, because city business moves at city business speeds, and you can't come in and fix the issue of the day. You have to understand that it's built over time, but it's built with great intentionality for every citizen in a city. And that's what I've picked up on as I've talked to mayors across the state, that there is that focus on residents first, and that quality of life really just brings that out.
Absolutely. Cities are the main place where the citizens interact with their government. You know, it's your water, your trash, your roads. This is the day to day. We need to be intentional. I'm excited about how Pflugerville has had such a tradition of leadership so far. We've got members on council. We've got another, I termed out last year. We've got another member terming out this year. We've got people who are sticking with it, who are seeing things through, who are ensuring that we do have that knowledge carrying forward as we move into the next phase of the city. And we continue to make decisions that focus on the long term and that focus on the people. So yeah, that planning, that continuity, super important when it comes to our everyday lives.
Well, I appreciate that reminder. And then where would people find more information about Pflugerville? What's your guidance for somebody saying, oh, I'm coming up to go to the water park, or I'm coming up for a sports event? Where can they find the most information about Pflugerville and events that are happening this today?
Oh, I must refer people to the city website at pflugervilletx.gov. You mentioned earlier community impact. They are a huge part of how we keep up with our community. Of course, our chamber. Chamber keeps track of our local businesses and those great places that you want to shop and visit. That's how I would make sure that folks stay in contact with Pflugerville and find great places to go and great things to do.
Well, Mayor Doug Weiss, thank you so much for the time and conversation today. It's good to know how Pflugerville's coming together and know how it's being led going into the future as it continues to grow and flourish, but focus on the people and that where quality meets life and making it a great place to live on that favorite street in Pflugerville.
Thank you for taking the time with me today.